For users of the Colorado River, all signs are pointing to a future where they get less water. But cutting back is hard work. That makes finding a new source for the region's cities and farms a seductive proposition, even if it is expensive and energy intensive. From KUNC, Alex Hager has more on the trade-offs that come with turning the ocean into drinking water.
It's a picture-perfect afternoon in Southern California. The sun is beating down on a volleyball game in the sand and a surfer paddling out into the waves. And just across the road from the beach, this salty seawater is getting a new life at the largest desalination plant on the continent.
At 10 a.m., the morning surfers swimming in it. It's off the, off the coast in the ocean here. Carlsbad, now it's high-quality drinking water, ready for consumption.
That's Michelle Peters, the plant's technical manager. She's walking me through a sprawling web of tanks and pipes where the breeze delivers an occasional whiff of low tide. Peters explains how this plant pulls from the ocean, removes all of the impurities and salt, and makes that water drinkable.
This is where the magic happens. This is really what makes desal. It's the heart of the site.
That adds water to a system that is stressed by drought and demand. The Colorado River supplies about two-thirds of the water for San Diego County. And around the rest of this parched region, people are asking if similar plants could provide some relief to places that also depend on the shrinking river.
It probably is and will be someday a solution for municipal water users.
Sarah Porter directs the Kyle Center for Water Policy at Arizona State University. Taking water from the ocean comes with a catch. It costs a lot of money just to make a little water ready to drink. But as the West's water crisis gets more critical, could it be worth it? Porter says, eventually.
When it becomes a solution is when the less expensive water supplies and less expensive opportunities to stretch current supplies have already been taken advantage of, deployed.
In one proposal, Arizona would pay for a new facility across the border in Mexico in exchange for some of that country's Colorado River water. Porter says that could make sense one day, but should be more of a last resort. Other analysts agree that desal is not the silver bullet for cities. Jay Lund studies the economics of water at the University of California, Davis.
If they got desperate enough, that could work.
He says there's one big alternative that makes sense before cities get desperate. Nearly 80% of the water in the Colorado River Basin is used for agriculture. And if farmers and ranchers are paid to give up some of the water they use for growing, that'll free up some supply.
It'll be far cheaper for Las Vegas or Phoenix or other cities to buy the farmland and follow that lower value economic activity in order to keep their higher value economic activity.
Lund says we can look to other countries for some lessons about desalination, why it could work and why it might not work here. In Australia, there was a really bad drought in the early 2000s with about a decade of low rainfall.
And so they built about six coastal desalination plants, and only two of those are now currently in operation. The others were, several billion dollars worth of plants that were just mothballed.
Israel provides some lessons too. It gets about 80% of its domestic water through desal, but it's right on the coast. Some big water short cities in the Southwest are not, and it is really expensive to move water. Sharon Megdal directs the Water Resources Research Center at the University of Arizona. She says even with the drawbacks, desal is worth exploring.
When we're looking at the full mix and the full portfolio, I think there's a role for desalinated seawater. And the fact is, it will take time to get projects permitted and built. And so you have to think ahead.
But time, just like water, isn't exactly in great supply in the Southwest. As policymakers look to keep the water flowing, desalination likely won't make much more than a small dent in the shortage. In Carlsbad, California, I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced and distributed by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation.